This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. Union Home Minister and Chairman of the Northeastern Council, Amit Shah, will chair the NEC's 73rd plenary session in Shillong, Meghalaya tomorrow. The Ministry of Development of Northeast Region said that the session will discuss and deliberate on progress made by the CM high-level task forces constituted for critical sectors of regional development. The deliberations are expected to facilitate coordinated action among states and stakeholders for achieving shared developmental goals. It will further deliberate on the Northeast Vision Plan 2047, which seeks to provide a long-term roadmap for transforming the Northeastern region into a vibrant hub of economic growth, connectivity, innovation, sustainability, and cultural prosperity by 2047. Meanwhile, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu reached Shillong today to attend the 73rd plenary session of the Northeastern Council and a meeting of the Northeastern Space Applications Centre. 21 people lost their lives and 40 others were rescued after a fire broke out at a hotel in Malviya Nagar, Delhi this morning. DCP of South Delhi, Anant Mittal, said that the fire has been successfully extinguished with the assistance of 8 fire tenders. He said through the coordinated efforts of police, fire services and other emergency responders, more than 40 persons have been rescued and shifted to nearby hospitals for medical treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a fire incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that authorities are providing all possible assistance to those affected. He also wished a speedy recovery to the injured. Mr. Modi also announced that an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Union Minister of State for External Affairs and Textiles, Pavitra Margarita, is scheduled to undertake a 2-day official visit to Lower Siang District from Friday. During the proposed visit, the Union Minister will undertake extensive inspections of various infrastructure and developmental projects being implemented across the district. He will also chair a coordination meeting with the district officials and public representatives to review developmental activities and discuss matters relating to the welfare and progress of the district. In preparation for the visit, the Lower Siang District Administration convened a coordination meeting yesterday to discuss and finalize arrangements for ensuring a smooth and fruitful tour of the district by the Union Minister. A team from Central Silk Board, led by Joint Secretary Technical Dr. Naresh Babu, and interacted with Commissioner Textiles and Handloom Mimun Tayang at Itanagar. During the visit, the team delivered a detailed presentation on the 5 key sericulture initiatives announced by Chief Minister Pema Khandu recently. The team also conducted field visits to review the ground level prospects and implementation strategies for strengthening the sericulture sector in Arunachal Pradesh. The Itanagar Municipal Corporation launched a major eviction drive today in Ward No. 19, Nirjuli. The action follows continuous complaints from local residents regarding severe public nuisance, blocked traffic and hindered waste management. The eviction drive was executed under Section 247 of the Arunachal Pradesh Municipal Corporation Act 2019. Speaking on the occasion, Joint Commissioner Khoda Lasa stated that the operation is vital to restore public convenience, hygiene and order in urban administration. A 2-day GST awareness program cum hands-on training program concluded successfully at Siang Guest House Pasighat today. Organized by the CGST and Central Excise Pasighat Range, the program witnessed the active participation of around 50 to 60 stakeholders, including taxpayers, traders, business owners, entrepreneurs, tax practitioners, and members of the local business community. During the program, participants were sensitized on various aspects of the goods and services tax, including GST registration, return filing, invoicing, input tax, credit, maintenance of records, GST portal functionaries, compliance requirements, and provisions relating to offenses and penalties under GST. The District Water and Sanitation Mission convened a strategic meeting at the district headquarters in Zero. Under the leadership of Deputy Commissioner Oli Permeh, the session focused on strengthening local water infrastructure, forming specialized grassroots technical teams, and ensuring that rural water supply system remains sustainable for generations to come. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.